This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent.
And I think to myself,
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Having a few technical difficulties at my house this morning, so I got right there, right at the buzzer. Buzzer beater to get back on, so not completely set up for this morning, but I'm ready to go, answer any of your questions. You know, haven't gotten that few sips of coffee yet, so we'll get that happening, and we'll keep on keeping on. It's a little chilly this morning. But yesterday and the day before, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. It was a great time to be outside and getting everything ready for the winter. And I was Friday, I spent it was about 3 hours outside just finishing the yard work, getting the leaves all done, getting everything taken care of for the winter. It's nice to see that fresh look out there. Everything is clean and, trying something new. I I took some of my leaves and put them in a certain part of the yard that it isn't, the lawn hasn't done very good. It's kind of just patchy. So I'm saying, what can I do right now? Let's see what I can do. And so I decided I'm going to throw a bunch of leaves in this corner. I'm going to leave it on there, leave it all winter, get it so it's a nice, turn it into compost almost, which I know it's not going to be completely compost because you need a few extra things in there, but just add something to the soil above it and see if I can get that whole area almost kind of burnt out in the spring, so I can start fresh and get it down to some soil. Maybe get some earthworm activity under there, maybe get something going on. I kind of want to see what's going on there. I've never really tried it like this, but that's kind of what gardening's about, is trial and error, trying different things. I think this should do well for me in this corner. It's a nice sunny spot that gets it for a few hours during the day, so it could cook there, really bake into the soil, and hopefully that works out well for us. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys posted on that one, but we'll do the best we can there. So. But give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's really starting to get close to Christmas. We're 9 days away from Christmas. There's so many things to do, shopping to get done, and decorating to be happening. So it's that time. I know. My house, we just put up the Christmas tree yesterday. We got that all up, and my two girls were very excited to be decorating. And as soon as I got home, my oldest daughter said, "Daddy, you gotta see this. You gotta see this." And it's ornaments that we've had for a couple of years. Look, I put this one here. Put this one here. So it's getting to feel like Christmas is getting out there. So it's pretty good stuff. So, I know there's still some time to get your Christmas tree, get all the decorations for everybody who celebrates Christmas. So go into your local garden center and get some. Get a Christmas tree, some poinsettias, some Christmas cactus, etc. I know out there there's been a huge shortage of Christmas wreaths out there. I know we were feeling it pretty bad at Mahoney's, and I know a number of surrounding local garden centers were as well. And up in Canada, it started Canada, Nova Scotia area where they do a lot of the wreaths. It started snowing in the middle of October and just didn't stop. So that just really affected some of the wreath makers. They would go out into the woods usually to get the tips on the different balsam trees, and a lot of times they're taking them from the lower branches. Problem is a lot of it's covered in snow, or there's about 2-3 feet of snow on the ground, and they can't walk out into the woods. So it's been a different year. There was a lot of talk of tree shortage. I saw it on the news a few times, and tree shortage wasn't really an issue that I saw out there. It was more of a the tips and the wreath shortage. There were, some places that couldn't cut some of their Christmas trees this year just because of that snow, but I think some areas made up for it. There was a little bit of that scare tactic, but I don't think it was too bad when it came to the Christmas trees. So, you can still have time to get out there. But, if you've already got that, it's time to, maybe get a few things inside, grab a some flowering plants, like I said, the poinsettia, some Christmas cactus, a cyclamen, calanchio, or calanchoe, however you want to say it. A few other different things out there that you could really try. We've talked about a few last week, different houseplants. We'll try to do that a couple times this week on the show so you can get some good ideas of different types of houseplants you can bring in because, after Christmas, there's not a lot of huge color. They push a lot of that color right for the holiday season. And after that, it's a lot of houseplants, nice foliage type plants. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show today and see what we can do to help you out, get that information. So we'll keep on keeping on with that. We'll do a bunch of things, answer all the questions you need, do anything you really can, and we'll go from there. We also wanted to thank everyone who ordered the Christmas wreaths from Fiddlehead's Florist. They are done shipping for the year. They wanted to make sure they would get there on time, so they stopped shipping on Friday. So everybody who got them, thank you so much. They wanted me to pass along their thanks, and they look forward to next year working with everybody. They had a great time doing it, and they sent me a Christmas wreath the other day. They kind of customized it a little bit for their flair, so it was pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff to see. So, that was one of the things we did last week. But it looks like we got a phone call, so let's go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next? Who's up first?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Well, I luckily picked up a couple of stray plants at the markdown at my local market basket for like a couple of bucks. One of them is a mini rose, and it's in its original potting soil, and I have to water it somewhat frequently, and I'm feeding it right now, so it's got new growth on it, but it's also dropping leaves, and it has a couple of flowers and some buds on it. So it's kind of confused, and so am I. I'm not sure whether I should just let it dry out and cut the flowers off and put it in the garage, or whether I should repot it and see if I can give it something over the winter. I'm not familiar with inside roses or roses that are not hardy, so I don't know how to handle it through the winter.
Now, is this this is an indoor rose? It was one of those like more decorative type roses. Was that what you got?
Yeah, it's an indoor, it's like probably a zone 6 or 7, and it's It's a mini. So it's one of those cute little ornamental things people pick up for Christmas and then probably just throw in the trash.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, that's what happens a lot of times with those. But what you're really looking to do is kind of get it to go through its cycle. You want it to flower and get to that point so it knows that, okay, I've done what I'm supposed to do, and now I need to go into my dormancy period. So what I'd look at doing is, you said it's in a small pot. It seems like it's drying out quickly. Is that
yeah.
I'd almost try and repot it a little bit, just so that the watering it's not constantly drying out, because that's what that puts a lot of stress on the plant itself.
Yeah, so by doing I let it dry out a little bit, and some of the leaves are dropping. So that's
one of the reasons why the leaves are dropping, is because it's wondering when its next watering is going to be. And so it's trying to absorb as much water as possible quickly, because they're not sure. Okay, even though you're watering it often, it's not sure. So it's kind of like, all right, I'm gonna keep everything I can and as backup. So putting in a bigger pot is going to allow some of those things to happen. We're about to go to a break, but I have a few more pieces of information for you. So if you could just hang on the line for me, I want you to be able to hear it and get all the information on what to do next.
Okay, great.
All right, so it'll be just a second when we come back. For everybody out there, phone number is 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Farrant Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today to answer all your gardening questions. Now, before the break, we were talking with Sue from Rochester in regards to one of the potted roses or a mini rose that she found at the, you know, at the grocery store, which, hey, I do it, so there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Yes.
During the break, I just wanted to grab one of my books just to see if there was anything else, you know, that I'm missing here, and you know, I seem to be right on with it. It's funny. So I have this book called The Indoor Plant Bible, and it gives a lot of great information. And I use it from time to time just to make sure, you know, I'm right and making sure, you know, I'm giving out the right information. And one of the things on special care, it says discard after flowering or plant out in the garden. So, you know, so it's kind of interesting that they would actually say that. I've never actually read it in this book, but I think there's a way to keep this going. It actually, one of the things on there that it does say before that with the special care is after the flowers wither and end, you can actually cut it back to try and make it rebloom again for you. So that might not be a bad thing. But like I was saying, I want you to repot the plant. I think it's going to help it with its watering needs. It'll slowly be able to catch up on that watering and know that watering is coming frequently. It's not, you know, when am I going to get it next? And that's right. Going to help not stress the plant out as much. You know, you probably got it in like a 4 or 6 inch pot, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's a 4.
Yeah, so it's really tight root system, and it's doing everything it can to absorb as much water as possible. But so that's why I'm suggesting
pushing
a little
out new
bit
growth, so using a lot of it is using, you know, more energy to push out new leaves.
Yeah, definitely. So I want to see you do that. The other thing, when you water, what I want to, you can do it in multiple ways. First, if you want, you can leave it in a sink and let it absorb the water, soak the water that way. Or when you normally water, if it is dry, water it the first time, let the water just run right through it, come back again, water it for a second time. Some of that water will go right through again because it is very dry. And then water it a third time so that when you're watering it, the water on the third time will slowly seep into it. It'll have time for it to absorb. It's like looking at like a hanging basket when it's really dry.
Yep.
You know, when you water it that first time, all the water just goes right through the bottom. And it's like, all right, did it actually get watered? So you kind of water it a couple times for that water to just slowly absorb into the plant and into the root system so it will get the sufficient water that it needs. So that's one way to do it.
Okay.
What I'd also like to see you do is you can keep it in a sunny window. It's looking for full sunlight.
I know, and I don't have a full sun window, really. It's the full sun comes in on my door, my entryway door. So that I have to keep shut. There's not a lot of light that comes in that way. So it's unfortunately, it doesn't get. I am trying to move it around as the sun comes through when in the afternoon when the sun comes through the west side windows. But I don't have any east side windows, so I'm trying to chase the sun as much as I can, but I know it's not getting the light it wants.
Well, yeah, so that's one of the things that will help it. It will tolerate some filtered sun. So, you know, if you can get it to a spot where you think it'll get the most sun from the day, even getting some as it comes around, that's probably going to be your best bet for it.
Okay.
But like I said, you can cut it back after flowers, and then it should, come back for you. With new flowers, if you want to try and get it out into the garden for the spring, you can definitely try to have it go into that.
That's what I was thinking. It'd be a really, it's orange, so it's a really pretty color. So I was thinking that'd be great in the garden, but
Well, so then you want it to have that dormancy period. Get it into the bigger pot. Let it establish a little bit. Almost give it. Say you were to do it today, just as an example. Give it about two and a half, three weeks before you would put it in the dormancy period. Then put it in the garage and keep it there till spring and start fresh. So I then get it out in the yard. So I think that should work for you, Sue.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Good luck.
Great. Yes. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is happy about a federal court ruling that declared Obamacare unconstitutional.
Great ruling for our country. We'll be able to get great health care. We'll sit down with the Democrats if the Supreme Court upholds. We'll be sitting down with the Democrats, and we will get great health care for our people. That's a repeal and replace, handled a little bit differently, but it was a big, big victory by a highly respected judge.
The ruling came from a Texas judge who ruled that the individual mandate under the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, thereby invalidating the whole law. President Trump tweeted that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his job at the end of the year. Trump tweeted that Ryan has accomplished much during his nearly 2 years on the job, and he wanted to thank him for his service to our nation. And the college bowl season kicked off on Saturday with North Carolina A&T defeating Elkhorn State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And hopefully, get that garden growing, get everything better for you. So give us a call so we can help you out. And I know we got somebody on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Andy in Pine River, Minnesota.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have two questions. One, are there tricks to, grow grass on a slope? Like, so when you get those spring rains, all your grass seed doesn't wash away. And okay. Then the other question would be, at the bottom of the hill, I might want to start a garden and, pull up some sod and kind of get going with vegetable gardening. But my first question is just how to grow grass seed on a slope, I guess.
Okay. So there's a couple things you can actually do. They do make, it's called an erosion control mat that is basically made out of straw. But it comes with like a netting behind it, and intertwined with it. And so what that does is that actually will go over whatever you seed, to hold it down. It's got what they call like a tackifier, to allow it to stay in one spot. Okay. So that's one way to do it. One of the things you can also do is a multiple seeding. Okay, so instead of just doing it once, because it's going to start to erode that way, you can do it multiple times. But this seed mat, I've seen it out there. I'm going to have to see if I can find the exact name of it. I saw it under Easy Seed, not Easy Seed, Easy. It was like a rhino. I have to look it up in my notes. I used to purchase.
Or even the straw itself, maybe even would help.
Straw itself would definitely help. One of the reasons why I was suggesting this mat was because regular straw, and I wouldn't use straw per se because of it would contain some weed seeds. I'd use like a salt marsh hay. I'd use a salt marsh hay if you could.
Yep.
But what they also do is this mat, it comes with a weed-free type straw. It's been basically cooked to make it so it will protect the seed and allow it to not erode.
Does it come in a roll?
It comes in a big roll, yeah.
Oh,
so it's a big roll that you can use. I've seen it in 6 foot tall by like 50 feet, that type of thing. They come in different areas, different sizes. That's really the best way to do anything on like a slope. It's just one of those products that really works well. So there's a product out there that I've seen called Easy Straw. I've seen it in rolls. That Easy Straw has the tackifier, so you could use it without the roll. So you could use that, and they do have a roll. It's called Erosion King product. That's really good. I've seen it before. Like I said, it was 6 feet tall, and I want to say it could be like 25 feet, but something, you know, substantial like that. And you put that down over the seed. So once you put that on the seed, it kind of holds it down and allows it to not run. Not just, you know, take off for you. You could also use, like, depending upon when you do it, like a seeding blanket that they do to when it gets a little bit too cold out. You know, if it was too cold and you put that on top of it, that could be something to use as well to really make it work. But this straw, you know, look for something that has a tackifier in it. And I know this one does.
It's
called a tackifier.
And
so that just holds the straw that they have in place.
I gotcha. I see.
So that way it's not moving. The other thing you'll probably do is if you've ever put straw down, they have what's called sod staples. They look like oversized staples. They're about, you know, 6 inches tall, really heavy gauge. Put those on the that roll in different spots to hold it where it is, just as an extra protection. But that's really the best way to do it, so that it's going to stay for you. You know, really, the other thing is preparing the soil and getting the soil ready, making sure you're down to, you know, a nice soil, compact it. Not, you know, not like with a giant, you know, roller, but have a roller that you would use on a regular lawn, compact it, and then give it, right before you put the seed down, rough rake it a little bit. And by doing that, you know, take like a flat-headed rake and just kind of scratch the surface. So you're looking like there's a little bit of grit on the top of the soil. Because what that's going to...
Get your soil packed first, and then... You know, get it all kind of ready and then rough rake it and get your seeds on top.
Exactly. I like to do it that way because it adds that little grit on the top. So when you put it down, it has something to hold it there. It has like that extra. And, you know, before you put the seed down, make sure you put a seed starter, fertilizer down. That's really going to help it because you're looking to get it, you know, to pop quickly, so it will before like any erosion can really happen.
Roots going. Once you get those roots going, then at least you're going the right direction.
Exactly. You know, it'd be one of those things where what you could do if you're looking for like something that'll really quickly grow, give you root system, etc. Use like a rye. They have products out there. They all have different names. With one I've seen, it's called Fast Grow. So the germination period is between 7 and 10 days, whereas most grass seed, if you were to use like a bluegrass mix or rye and fescue mix, it takes about 14 to 21 days. So you could start out. You can start out with some of that that perennial rye. To get you some root system and then cover, you know, overseed once you get a little bit with the others if you wanted. Or you could just really get what's best for your area, you know, a nice bluegrass fescue mix, get that down, put the mat on top of it. I think really the key to all of this
as fast as I can.
Well, so the good thing about that, you really don't have to take notes if you don't want to. You could actually go to our podcast. It comes right up after this at 7. You could go to our website.
I have a computer, so,
okay.
So this has helped me out a lot.
You could do that just to have, so it's got your root system kind of developing, and then overseed it with a, you know, more of a mix of soil. Of seed. I know in our area, in New England, our best seed that we use is like a bluegrass mix. It also really depends on if you're sunny or shady.
Well, it's kind of shady because, you know, it's a driveway, it's a hill going down to a lake, and the backyard has some sun, but does overseeding, like, in the middle of winter, would that help at all? I mean, would throwing these seeds down now help at all?
I don't think so.
Have any snow.
I think what a lot of it has to do is growing degree days and the temperature of the soil. If the soil's frozen, it's not going to do much for you. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, you could use a winter rye over that area right now. Winter rye seed will grow during the winter and get green. The only thing is you got to kind of check your soil. If your soil's frozen, if you try to put a shovel in it and it's frozen, it's not going to be worth using. But what winter rye does is you can actually leave it out there during the winter. It turns green. It grows during the winter. And from there, what you would actually do in the spring is you till it into the soil, and it creates like a compost for you. That's something a lot of people will put it in like a vegetable garden so that it has like some nice compost activity going on in the spring. It has something to add back to the soil. But that could, you know, that might have been something to do. But I think
it's kind of late.
It really is. I mean, you're in Minnesota. You're probably about the same temperatures as we are. You're probably getting in, what, the 40s right now, 30s and 40s and lower?
Yeah, we're having a little warming trend, but, yeah, we were down in the 20s earlier, but, you know, we're pretty much the same weather as you guys got.
Yeah, I mean, our warming trend's over here. We hit 50 yesterday, and it was, like, almost shorts weather.
Wow. But,
you know, 50 degrees, we were like, wow.
Another question is, you know, I got an area that I'm thinking about putting a garden in, but it's grass right now. You know, I've gotten rid of the sod yet. But would it be smart? Would it help to throw some ashes on that grass, or just wait to start putting ashes in the soil after I get rid of the grass? I guess.
I mean, you could, if you have them now, you could put them on there. It might just start some of the action going on for the underneath of the soil. It, you know, might not be a bad thing to wait. Either one. I mean, if you have a lot of ash right now, if you use a wood stove and there's a ton of ash, go right over the top, because you're probably going to be having a lot of ash at the end of the, you know, winter season. So, you know,
I'm going to throw it somewhere. So rather than throw it like out in the woods and waste it, that's what I'm kind of wondering. Does it hurt to throw it on top of the grass, or I'm better off just keep throwing it out in the woods? And
no, it's not going to hurt that at all. I would definitely, you know, why not? If you're trying to get that area into a garden anyways, you know, why not add something to the area? It'll slowly work its way into the soil, you know, but it's better to do something than nothing at all, starting to get something ready for that area. You could almost put some sort of like a lime, a pelletized lime or something along those lines down in that area now as well. To get it, you know, ready for spring and help with the pH, that type of thing. I'm sure
what about powder? I'm familiar.
You can use powder
lime.
Yeah, you can use powder lime. Either one. Either one would be fine. So it's just, it's something now that you can do for spring to just help.
It's not going to hurt anything, basically.
No, no, not at all. It's going to, you know, it'll definitely help. The other, you know, when you're putting that ash down, it's gonna help with the soil a little bit. You know, it'll be good. I think anything you can do to get ready for spring is going to be more beneficial for you than not.
I got you.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for the help with my slope grass issues.
No problem, Andy.
I had pine trees. I had pine trees, and we didn't deal with them, and they kept getting bigger. And pine trees aren't good for grass, and so anyway, killed a lot of the
grass.
Yeah,
no, pine is pine trees do take a lot of the fertilizer out of that way. So now, if you don't have them, it'd really be good for you. So it should help.
All right. And, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, anytime you have any questions, feel free to give us a call, Andy. If you can ever get onto, like, online, we do have a website at paulparent.com. There's some great information there. You can always listen to a podcast or that type of thing with some information, all right.
All right? All right, thanks again.
Thanks, Andy.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
The material you may be looking for to hold that grass in place could be Curlex 2.
Curlex 2?
Yeah, C-U-R-L-E-X, and then it's a Roman numeral 2, and like you say, it comes pretty tall.
Okay.
It's dyed a color of green that no grass would ever dare become. and you leave it out. You put it out first, and then seed and fertilize right through it. You just leave it there, and within a year, it disappears right into the soil.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
that may be the.
Yeah, that one I've seen too. Now that you bring it to my attention, it's you can actually get that one. The company's called DeWitt, which is DeWitt makes your fabric, your like fabric that you put in the garden to keep weeds down, that type of thing.
Right.
They make a bunch of other things. That's a really good one. That green is something that you don't...
you'll never forget it for the rest of your life.
Exactly. But that's a really good one, too. I've seen that one, I want to say I've seen that one in like an 8-foot tall roll, if I remember
it's
correctly.
It's all different lengths. I've had it in 4-foot, I've had it in 6-foot. And you look and think, I can't pick that up. And you grab it, and there's no weight to it at all.
Yeah, it's there's not much to it. But it's a great product to use, especially for erosion, holding down that area. And the best part is you can leave it. You don't, and that's the other thing.
You never have to pick it up, and
That's another thing that
long either.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's got that insulator too that kind of makes sure the soil is warm a little bit. It just adds that little extra, and allows you to. It just makes it go a little bit faster. That was one of the things I forgot to add for Andy. There was you can just leave it there. You know, I saw the product called Easy Straw. I remember using that. But then this one as well. Either one, you can just lay it on the grounds and kind of just forget it. It's kind of like wet it and forget it. You know, just all right.
Put a staple in it here and there, but and he might be careful with his ash if he's going to throw it out on his lawn. His wood stove ash is pretty powerful stuff, and it doesn't take much to change the soil. He puts it in a good old fashioned metal GI can, especially if he puts some sort of a hardware cloth. Call it a sieve. He can save that. Any of the black charcoal that comes out of it, use that in the summer to roast his chickens on the barbecue grill, and the powder will just come through. But that stuff can really change the soil even faster than lime.
It definitely could. I've seen a few things, and you know, it's from what he, you know, that it's got a lot of potassium or potash in it. It'll help a little bit with that soil activity. The other thing that can be done with it that I've seen is you can actually use it around some of your plants as like a slug type repellent. It kind of acts as that. So you can use it in some other ways too. I was thinking about it after the fact.
Block some end rot on your tomatoes.
Exactly.
It's adding some of that cure for it. So.
Definitely. There's a lot of uses for it. You know, just adding something to his soil where it is. It seems like it was very pine. You know, everything got kind of washed down to the bottom there, so it's kind of almost gone away. So yeah. Adding something for him. Adding something for him, I think, is going to be beneficial in the end. But yet, like you said, don't go crazy with it. Don't put every single... one of the every time you make a fire, don't put it down there. You know, if you're going to put it down now, maybe wait. You know, because it will affect the soil as long as the soil starts to come down. It can go through the soil as long as the soil is not completely frozen. You know, and as you said, there's other ways you can do it. Keep it. Any of the coals that kind of stand there, you can reuse those. So Daryl, that's some great information on that to pass along to everybody, not just Andy. So I appreciate that as well.
Anytime.
All right, Daryl, thank you as always. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock today, Eastern Time, to answer all your questions. So feel free, give us a call. We'll go to break now, but on the other side, we'll answer more of your questions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.